Well, hey, Bill, we're back here on the guest list after a wonderful night with Andy Jane from Andy Jane's Honky Tonk Cabaret.
What a lovely event that was.
Yeah, she's got something very unique about her that we were able to see for the first time at Summer Sundown last year in August. And then Andy came and performed at our Pos Music Works fundraiser and Aaron Stravaganza for our president of the board, Aaron's birthday. And we just had a blast. And she came and saw us a couple days later and did the podcast.
Yeah. And, you know, I noticed that as she was playing that, you know, she's obviously a talented piano player and aspiring guitar player and great singer and all that. What I guess I wish I would have talked to her about that I neglected to is it just seems so natural to her. And I have the impression like she just, all she had to do was just learn the math. And not even, didn't probably didn't even feel like math to her. But I didn't have the presence of mind to ask that question last night. But just thinking back on it, wow, what a just very talented, talented songwriter and performer.
And beyond that, she has this drive to do it very well and to be presented well and for everything to come with all the professionalism that she's looking to put out there. Like, she wants to play some big gigs. She wants to play the Opry and stuff. So
sure.
She's putting it out there.
Sure. Well, I think you're going to enjoy this episode. She did five songs and I loved every one of them. Let's let the listeners get to it. Hey.
Welcome to the guest list, presented by Pos Music Works, a 501c3 not-for-profit, bringing music and musical events to downstate Illinois. We'll talk to songwriters and learn about what makes them tick and how they came to write their most popular songs. It's where you've always wanted to be, on the guest list. Here's your host, Bill Pos.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're right where you've always wanted to be, here on The Guest List. I'm Bill Pos, your host of The Guest List. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Garrett Burris, our producer and engineer. And thank you to our guest. Well, how about a welcome to our guest? We have a live audience. So welcome to our guest, Andy Jane from Nashville, Tennessee. We had a dandy fundraiser on Saturday night, and Andy brought her band up from Nashville, and we had a heck of a good time. And funds were raised, but fun was had. Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Did you have any fun?
I had so much fun. Could you not tell?
Well, yes, right, but also you're a performer, so it's your job to kind of appear as if you're having fun no matter what.
That is true.
But I did see you run back in after the event was over and line dance with the with the crew.
Yeah, that is true.
I was like, what, she must have forgot her jacket or something, and then she just gets in the line and starts line dancing. And I was like, wow, all right, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you can't stop me from dancing.
Very good. Well, JJ and I were doing a bunch of twisting and turning as well, so... awesome. Thanks for providing that soundtrack.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, let's get to it. I invited you here to play your list, five songs that are the most popular by whatever metric you choose to measure that. And let's get one going.
All right. I'm going to start off with probably the most requested song that I've written, because I released it a couple years ago with my former band. If you're trying to find it, it's under Catfish Seminar. But this song is called Park Bench. Alone on a park bench under the stars, you told me you loved me and I drove off. Why is loving you so damn hard? I'm no angel, my words were brash, but you shattered my grace when you slammed the dash. But the way a story ends depends on the way that it starts. And why is loving you so damn hard? Thank you. cuts right through me even when you're not here. That's why it hurts when you leave me in the dark. I haven't heard a word from you since late last night. The sun's going down and your car's still in my drive. Why do we play with each other's hearts? And why is loving you so damn hard?
That's a very pretty song.
Thank you.
You mentioned a band name. What was the band?
Catfish Seminar.
That was the band that you were in.
That was my former band, correct, yeah.
But were you the leader of the band? Like, was it your band? Or?
Yeah, well, we were a duo, so male-female duo. So we wrote songs together. I wrote some songs, he wrote some songs, and we both sang. So if you find the album online, you'll find a little bit of both of us on there.
Right on. And was that a co-write or a...
No, I wrote that one.
Okay.
I wrote it about him, though.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Heavy. That's heavy.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty intense.
Wow. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're... That's like honesty.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that the song is true.
So true.
Wow. Very cool. You really sound like you come from a pop, sort of pop perspective.
Mm.
Is that how you feel?
I mean, in a way, yeah. I never wrote a country song until I moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
I was going to say, people move to Nashville to write country songs, or they used to, not so much anymore. But I interrupted you. But.
No, yeah, you're completely right. People, that's what I thought. I thought everyone moved to Nashville to do country music, and I was introduced to Nashville by my friend who was moving from California. And I always had a joke that you never meet people from California because if you are from there, why would you leave California? I think things have changed a little bit lately. But she was like, yeah, I'm moving to Nashville. I'm like, okay, weird. Are you a country singer? She's like, no, it's Music City.
Right.
And if you want to do music of any type, you go to Nashville. And I was like, huh, I had no idea.
And, yeah.
Yeah. 2 months later, I lived in Nashville.
Where did you live before Nashville?
Chicago.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Yes.
just up from Trilla.
Up from Trilla. Yeah, that's the landmark everybody thinks of when they think where's Chicago. It's just about 3 hours north of Trilla. You know Trilla.
So the inside joke there. Andy Jane is a Trilla girl. She's the Thrilla from Trilla now.
I love that.
Started referring to her as. But cool. So I'm going to let you play another song and we'll keep talking. I have lots of things in my brain, but
all right.
Let's keep it rolling.
Okay, cool. This one's also from that album. So a lot of the ones that are requested are the ones that have been out, you know. So this one's from that album.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you before. Sure. That's an interesting comment because I was thinking about that aspect of this decision of people. Mm-hmm. The longer a song is around,
yeah,
the more chance that it has to become a popular song.
Very true.
But also, I play songs that no one has ever asked for even one time. I keep playing them and that has not... You know what I'm saying?
Like, me too.
Just because I love them and like no one wants to hear it, but too bad. I have a 3-hour show and you're here.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Here's a song about my uncle.
I want to hear that song, Bill.
Anyway, I interrupted you about to play, but that is an interesting concept that the longer a song is around.
It's true. Very true. Okay, well, this one, it's a little waltz. And it was a little prophetic because I didn't write it about anything in particular at the time. I didn't have this relationship yet. But this one's called The Fort. The plates are flying, our dogs are crying, and by the lights on their porch, I'd say the neighbor's ear is yelling. They've heard it before, the doors are slamming, your mouth's a cannon. We're geared up for war until I open up the door and say, I'll hold down the fort while you walk and clear your head. It's not a trick, I swear. Go blow some steam off at the bar. I'll run a bath and play guitar. And when you're back, we will have a fresh start. So I'll hold down the fort. I watched my mama and my daddy for 18 odd years, and they'd never get here together. Without a few tears, they'd be the first ones to say, sometimes you've gotta walk away before anybody gets hurt. So I'll hold down the fort while you walk and clear your head. It's not a trick, I swear. Go blow some steam off at the bar. I'll run a bath and play guitar. And when you're back, we will have a fresh start. So I'll hold down the fort. Thinking when you're gone, but I stop holding on to my pride and my need to be right. Because it's worth it, we deserve it, to set it all aside and pick it up a little later tonight. So I'll hold down the fort while you walk and clear your head. It's not a trick, I swear. Blow some steam off at the bar. I'll run a bath and play guitar. And when you're back, we will have a fresh start. So I'll hold down the fort.
I remember when you introduced and played that song at the Summer Sundown Music Festival last August.
Oh yeah,
that was. I remember that was the song that stuck with me.
Really?
Probably if I had was going to request a song, that would be it.
Well, there we go. I picked the right song.
Yeah, it's a really great song.
Thank you.
You said that you wrote it before you had the occasion to actually experience that?
Yeah, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Premonition.
Yes, and that happens a lot, I think, with my songwriting. It just something just falls out of the sky. I'm kind of spiritual about songwriting. I really think that if you keep your antennas up, I mean, Rick Rubin's awesome. I just started listening to his audiobook, The Creative Act, and all of what he says are things that I've thought before, where I feel like it's the universe or God or source or whatever communicating with you, and you keep your antennas up and stay receptive, and you'll get songs that. And when a lot of times when I start writing a song, I feel like it's already been written before.
Hmm.
And I think that's just because it's supposed to exist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's an interesting way to think of it.
It's weird. Sometimes I'll actually search. I'll search the internet. I'm like, I'll hold down the fort. This is already a song. I'm just copying somebody else because I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, it's fresh. All
right. Nice. I have gone the opposite way. I think I used to try to. I used to do that. I would think of an idea and then try to come up with the words for it.
Uh-huh.
Lately, I've been. I mean, by lately, I mean the last 5 or 6 years. Writing, I'll say something, or I'll hear somebody else say something, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, writing that down." And then this happens to us frequently. But I'll go make a list of these things and then use those things and then find out what it was about. Which is backwards from how I used to do it, which
yeah.
I find my craft evolving over time.
Yeah.
And I think that's good to be open to that.
Absolutely.
We are, I will say, we are not announcing the Summer Sundown lineup yet, but we did agree, sort of in basic terms, to have Andy Jane back at the Summer Sundown.
I'm going to be there.
Music Festival. So if you want to know when that's happening, it's September 13th through the 15th of this year, and it's really a great time of year to have a festival in Central Illinois. So put that on your calendars and make sure you get your tickets. I'm not sure how much they are right now. 75. That's so cheap. You got to raise your prices.
So cheap.
Should be 100 at least.
They don't agree.
All right. Well, get your tickets while you can because they're going up.
Well, this one I released as my own self, Andy Jane. So you can find this one on Spotify under my name. It's my first release, and hopefully there will be some more coming up. But this one's called Hide the Key.
When you're down, I am out. When you're flying high, I'm with you in the clouds. But now I know we just don't go. And we've gone too far to turn it back around. We know what is coming, 'cause we've been here before. Maybe now it's time we lock the door. 'Cause I've still got all this love for you, and all of the things that we used to do locked in my memory. Can we just let it be? 'Cause if I open my heart and I let it all out, I'm pretty sure, honey, it'll take me down, and I've got a life to lead. Can we just both agree to hide the key? Your eyes, they glow like the moon. Every time I say I'm still in love with you, but when I go and you're alone, you'll hang your head until it hits the ground. Now the grass is turning and the air is getting cold. There's no wood left for burning, and I think it's time to go. But I've still got all this love for you, and all of the things that we used to do locked in my memory. Can we just let it be? 'Cause 'Cause if I open my heart and I let it all out, I'm pretty sure, honey, it'll take me down, and I've got a life to lead. Can we just both agree to hide the key?
We have a show announcement for this Saturday, March 9th.
Coming up at Tuscan Hills Winery in the Stellar Cellar, we will have Greg Klima and the Great Wide Open, which is a wonderful tribute to Tom Petty and his music. The music starts at 7:30, doors open at 6:30, and it's going to be a great show featuring some really great local Effingham talent, Mike McDevitt, Adam Birch, Schmeebs, and Jeremy Adam.
So, where can you get tickets for that?
You can get tickets at posmusicworks.com, like all of our events. Big thanks to Village Wine for being our sponsor on this podcast. We sure appreciate all their support. They do almost everything we ask at their facility here in downtown Effingham, and do it with a smile and a lovely selection of all the best spirits and beers and wines that you could ever ask for.
Yeah, thanks to Katina and Robin and Boris and everybody at Village Wine for helping make the guest list happen.
Yeah. I find it interesting, and I wonder if you've thought about it, that your most popular songs are love songs that are conciliatory.
Oh, interesting. Like, extrapolate.
Well, just you're being very sympathetic to this person that you're either fighting with or broken up with, or it sort of sounds like, at least.
Yeah.
But you're being, reminiscing about about the good in it.
Yeah.
But like in the fort, talking about, let's, sort it out.
Yeah.
And, this is a good way to do it. Go for a walk or whatever. Then this song you're talking about, it's very conciliatory.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it was a very intense relationship, somebody that I had a lot of love for, but it was not going to work. So it's really easy to find the good, and it's so important to find the good.
Right.
You know, I mean, I have an angry breakup song. That's always my closer.
Is it popular?
What?
Is it popular?
I mean, yeah, people love it. Maybe I'll put it in the top five if you want. I'm not saying
you should. I'm just comparing. Like, I wonder, what is it about those songs that you're bringing to the audience that they really seem to respond to?
Yeah. People love love.
It reminds me of Brandi Carlile a little bit. Like, she kind of does that.
Yeah.
She tells sad stories with love.
Yeah.
Or even angry stories sometimes with love.
Yeah, that's a good point. Love her.
Triumphant sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that brought cool. that not just the sentiment, but the sound reminded me a little of her, and which is, for me, about as high a praise as a person can
get.
I'll
take it. So, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Big fan of that.
Awesome.
Cool. But that was based on a true story.
That was definitely based on a true story. Yeah. That was the end of the Catfish Seminar chapter. That was right after I left the band and the relationship. And And I wrote that song and I put it on the internet as a like announcement to all of our fans that I was leaving the band.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was my first single because it was the end of one chapter and the beginning of the next.
So single. Got it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that just for a second. The idea of putting out a single as a songwriter who's not like a super famous person, but mm-hmm. like, did you find that to be a constructive way to release a song? Did you find that useful to you?
Definitely for where I was at the time, because I didn't fully know exactly what I wanted to do yet. I have plenty of songs. I have like albums worth of songs, but I wasn't ready to put out an album yet, but I wanted to get on the board. I wanted something out there right. under my name. Gotcha. And so that just, actually it was a friend of mine in LA who heard my recording, the video that I posted, and she's like, I want to make a music video of that. You have to record it immediately. And I was like, okay, all right. I don't know if I'm ready for that, but all right. And so we did. We went to my friend Susie Ragsdale's house, and she has a big grand piano. And we set it up very DIY, and we made a really nice, very simple, stripped-down recording of that song, which now I play with the band, and it's pretty big and triumphant of a ballad. But yeah, the recording's pretty broken down. And it was very important for me to get something out there. So the single was the easiest way to do it.
Wow. I respect that you actually did it.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to do that for like 6 months with a song that I made a video for, like a really cool video. And I can't make the time to do it. But like to actually get it on all the stuff you got to do before you get it out there.
Yeah.
DistroKids and all that stuff.
So it's recorded already?
Yeah, I have a really cool recording.
Oh, well, it's easy from now.
Is it?
Yeah, just upload it.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. But they don't need to know about all that stuff.
You guys don't want to know the internal process of releasing a single.
I hate this shit. They've told me before. Don't talk about that stuff.
That's fair.
Susie Ragsdale, huh?
Yeah.
She's a friend of yours?
She is a friend of mine. Do you know her?
Not personally, but I know who she is.
Oh, yeah. She's Ray Stevens' daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray Stevens is one of the great talents of Nashville history.
But, yes.
I mean, she's no slouch herself.
Absolutely. And so true.
She had something to do with, maybe co-wrote with Guy Clark some, or?
She was definitely in that. She had to have. I know she was in that scene and friends with those people. So, yeah. Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll ask you about her later.
Okay.
But time for another song.
Okay. I'm going to switch things up and go guitar for this one. And because this is the song about Trilla. So we're talking about Trilla here. And I think my mom's requested it enough times that counts as one of my most requested songs.
I've been told that Trilla has the fastest Coke machine in the world.
So true.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that Lerna?
Oh, that's Lerna? Oh, I've been misled.
Just down the road.
Okay.
It is broken.
It's broken? What? That is so sad. I remember the first time I went to that Coke machine. It was so magical because I remember pushing the Coke button and a Dr. Pepper came out before I even finished pushing the button. I was like, what sorcery is this?
I wonder if somebody broke it on purpose, the second fastest Coke machine people.
Oh, the rivals.
Maybe they're like from...
Result, but it says permanently closed.
Gosh.
Wow. Or maybe they did it themselves to just like to bake it in. Like no one, we're not going to, That's it.
Big news.
Poor Lerna.
Awesome. All right. Well, this one's called Teardrop Island.
Small feet trudging deep, searching for that old hickory log that fell across the creek in that storm way back in 93. Oh, dangling legs off that trunk, my friends swore I wasn't brave enough to jump. down to the island, shaped like a teardrop. When the summer's too hot, we go hunting for a frog. In our old tennis shoes, throwing mud, wearing last year's swimming suits. Yeah, we were in heaven, no, there was never a day we had nothing to do. But the ground is changing right under our feet. Yeah, the trees, they can fall, and the water can take that island right from me. And the meadow might burn, but I won't yearn for the way that it used to be. Well, time slipped by, I went back to find that island green where we played tag with our dreams, and that old hollow log would help me. Well, it was one long ride, day turned to night. I didn't want to give up, but still I could not find that oasis in the woods that I called mine. So I asked my dad to take me back to the pool in the creek where that old hickory log crashed down in 93. Said, sorry, darling, that tree caught fire and the island washed away. 'Cause the ground is changing right under our feet. Yeah, the trees, they can fall, and the water can take that island right from me. And the meadow might burn, but I won't yearn for the way that it used to be. Now there's nothing left but this old creek bed and a burned up hollow log. And I'm standing on this island built by my own teardrops. When people ask me just where do I come from, well, I say that it's all washed away. But where I'm standing is where I belong. Because the ground is changing right under our feet. Yeah, the trees, they can fall, and the water can take that island right from me. And the metal might burn, but I won't yearn for the way that it used to be. No, I won't yearn for the way that it used to be.
That's a very sentimental little song about... Well, maybe a metaphor for how you feel growing up.
Yeah, well,
being grown up, I mean.
It definitely a metaphor, but also mostly just completely true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little island. There was actually a little island that was in that creek, and I used to love playing on it with my friends. And I came home one day, and I went to take my nieces down to see Teardrop Island, walked down there, and it was gone. And I asked my dad. I was like, Dad, where's the island? He's like, well, it's a creek, honey. Wasn't going to be around forever.
Things change in the riparian way.
Things do change, yes.
Well, I grew up right here on this property. Actually, right next door was my grandparents' house, and my great-grandpa's house was right there. And there's a creek that runs right through the front yard, and we live there. And
wow.
Actually, there's a muskrat in the creek, and it is doing... is wrecking the creek bed, and so it's like changing every day. With it's like widening and then
wow.
changing and shifting, and it's.
I didn't know muskrats were so powerful.
Yeah, it's, well, it's going one way or another. It's going to be gone, the muskrat. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But if anybody has any ideas, let me know. Again, nothing illegal, but yeah. And so then across the field is the house I grew up in, and then there's another creek on the other side. And I know that feeling of watching over the years. I mean, now 57 for me, watching the creek change.
Yeah.
And your memory of it doesn't change.
Though. Yeah, it's different every time.
Yeah. It must have been interesting growing up in a little tiny town like Trilla. I was telling your dad that I'd ride my bike through Trilla once in a while. Like,
okay.
Because I go to Mattoon and it's right on the way.
Yeah, so that's a long ride.
I take the train home. So.
Oh, good.
So it's not quite as bad as it sounds.
Nice.
But it looks like an interesting little town.
It's a very interesting little town. Yeah, just a little blip on the radar. Nothing really to do at all. There's a church. There's not even a gas station, but it's a little village.
Yeah, I've heard of it all my life. I've seen signs. When you get to Mattoon, right in the Mattoon area, there's a sign that says Trilla that way.
Trilla 1.
I just was riding my bike, and I was like, I wonder what town that is I'm coming up on.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, I noticed you played the guitar on that one.
I did, yes.
Do you feel, obviously you played it pretty well, but I mean, do you feel comfortable on the guitar?
You know, I write on the guitar. I don't perform on the guitar very often.
Right.
So keys are definitely my number one.
When you show up at a writing session, most people show up with the guitar, even if they don't play the guitar.
True. I actually show up with my keys at a writing session. Yeah, okay. Totally. Because I feel like when I show up with somebody who has a guitar already, having the keys brings something else.
Yeah.
To the right, and the songs that I write on guitar are very different than the songs I write on keys. I've tried to play that one on keys before, but I'm always like, that's just weird. So I always attempt to play the guitar. Can't say I'm great at it.
Right. Well, obviously, I mean, yeah, it's not your first instrument, perhaps. But
it's not.
How long have you been playing the piano?
Well, I was in piano lessons from how old, Mom? Seven.
This is great to have parents. This is only the second time a parent has been in the audience.
Oh wow!
So.
Yeah.
But the other one was my mom and my brother. So
okay.
It's nice to have some reference points here.
Yeah. Well, I took piano lessons as a kid, and then I stopped playing piano and actually started playing guitar around 15. And then I kind of stopped playing both of them for a while. And then when I moved to Nashville, I had to relearn them both again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, it has been... wonderful listening to your various contribute and your most popular songs. They're great songs, and thank you so much for bringing them to us.
You're welcome.
Have time for one more, right? That was four.
Okay.
Number five. And this is anything else you want to say before this? The podcast will not continue after you play this song.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you all find me on the internet.
Good move. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you're looking at the name of the podcast, but in case you're just listening, my name's Andy Jane, and it's AndiJane. So you can find me on Instagram, Andy Jane Music, TikTok, Andy Jane Music. And YouTube, same. YouTube is my favorite place to post full videos. So if you do YouTube, that's a great place to find me. And I'm also on Facebook. Believe it or not, it's Andy Jane Music.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Number five.
Number five. This one's called Triangle Sky.
Now, is this the horrible, the violent breakup song, or is this the other one you had chosen?
Should I do the breakup song?
We can do it the second set if you want.
I could do. I feel like since we mentioned it, maybe I should do it.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna do this one. I'm gonna do the breakup song. So this one's the one that's got a sing along. And you guys, a lot of you were there on Saturday night. So if you remember it,
this is a hard sing along, isn't it?
Not really.
No.
Is it hard?
You have to learn it, right?
You have to learn it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do a call and response real quick so we can get there. Okay, well, it's been fun.
Well, it's been fun.
Don't you worry, nobody won.
Don't you worry, nobody won.
Now we gotta get up, get gone.
Now we gotta get up, get gone.
And ride right into the sun.
Ride right into the sun.
Okay, I think we got it. I think we're gonna get it. It comes in at the end, and then it goes away, and then it comes back again. So this one's called Nobody Won. Fall apart before the trouble starts. I have a bleeding heart, but it's run dry in the desert, miles and miles from wetter weather. I
Take it, you're no harm. I see the lock, no key so far. Where's the grass? Is it greener down the hall? Doesn't mean you're gonna hit another wall. I sigh a little sigh. It's a turnaround from days gone by. Counting all the breaths I've taken under waves that are breaking. Oh, I have pulled the wool over my own eyes. Always saying that everything is fine, while the record keeps on skipping out of time. I'm trying to be kind to your crying eyes, but I fantasize these tears don't run. Stones. I laid the walk, now you're all alone. Can't find your own way home. I've been your eyes and ears. Do you even hear? Am I getting through to you? Or am I like your calls and never do? Racking up, taking up my mind. Give it up, find another guy. Cause it's been fun. Don't you worry, nobody won. Now we gotta get up, get gone and ride, ride into the sun, yeah. Oh, it's been fun, don't you worry, nobody won. Now we gotta get up, get gone and ride, ride into the sun. Gaze into them, see a devil in disguise. But no angel am I. So maybe now it's time we finally say goodbye. Cause it's been fun. Don't you worry, nobody won. Now we gotta get up, get gone and ride, ride into the sun. Oh, it's been fun. Don't you worry, nobody won. Now we gotta get up, get gone and ride right into the sun. Come on now. Oh, it's been fun. Don't you worry, nobody won. Now we gotta get up, get gone and ride right into the sun.
Three-part harmony.
Oh, it's been fun. Don't you worry, nobody won. Now we've got to get up, get gone, and ride right into the sun.
Thank you so much.
Andy Jane, ladies and gentlemen.
Another great episode of The Guest List. Thank you so much to Andy Jane for joining us from Nashville, Tennessee.
That was a real treat. She actually grew up around here, as you've probably heard in the podcast. And so it was such a surprise to me when I heard her for the first time to find out that she was from Trilla, Illinois. And we're so glad to have discovered her and her music, and we expect her to be part of our scene.
Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe and share, and you can leave us a review for The Guest List. That always makes a difference. Thank you so much.